So let's go ahead and call the meeting to order with roll call.
Thought we'd done it already.
Murphy?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Beppo?
Here.
Gary?
Here.
King?
Yes.
Robbins? Stuber?
Here.
All right, come on, join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we welcome you to remain standing if you choose while we pray. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come here tonight. Father, we thank you for your wisdom as we hear the hearts of our people, as we deal with the issues that we are faced with tonight and this year, Lord. Father, we just thank you that your will prevail. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, do we have any public comments?
Nothing written down.
Nothing written down. Like
it. Does anybody want to talk? No? All right. All right, we'll jump right into the engineer's report.
Matt asked me, this is a follow-up from the last time I was here, to give those copies, and then I've got a map for everybody. You guys want to, they're different. One's green, one's blue for water versus sewer.
Can you actually talk over here?
Yes.
So we can pick you up?
Where you want me to be?
That's a microphone right there.
Okay, yeah.
So, perfect.
Basically, this is a follow-up. Last time we kind of just talked about the IEPA, SRF funding stuff, and just various needs over the next, what I'll call kind of a short-term capital improvement plan needs. Last time I brought a letter that just kind of identified some of the projects that Matt and I worked together to develop and just some budgetary costs for those. Right now, the fiscal year 2020, you guys are eligible for up to 60% capital principal forgiveness on the water side, maximum of $800,000, up to 15% on the sanitary sewer side. I won't go through all the details of that, but basically these are the projects that we've kind of discussed on these maps. There are two maps. One's got the sewer, one's got the water on it. Basically, Matt asked me just to put together a proposal to actually develop these project plans for these, which once you get submitted to IPA, it's good for 5 years. You can phase it. You could do one every year on the water side and, you know, gain maximum benefit each year on that. On the sewer side, the way it's written right now, you're up to 15%. So that would be if you did it all at once or if you did it, there's not a max on that. So however you guys want to phase it. And some of that will be taken into consideration with where your guys' budgets are at and how you want to spend money over that time. Essentially, the water side's a little bit more well-defined. The project plan for that one right now, the budget that I had for our proposal to do that work was $18,500, which would basically meet all the requirements of this IEPA project plan. We would go through and develop alternatives for this stuff, work with Matt to actually hone in on what valve and hydrant replacements may be needed throughout the town, as well as the main replacements that are on here. On the water, the wastewater side, we've got the East Street lift station is on there, and it would be one that would be potential for this, which is under design right now. Southside sanitary sewer extension down to the Oaks and the school and possibly Meadow Lane is on there as another potential improvement project with this. Other lift station upgrades at either Elizabeth Street is kind of a known one that you guys have talked about this year, and then possibly Watson Street in the near future as well. And both of them are operational. I know Elizabeth Street has had some clogging issues. Both of them are what they call CAN lift stations, where you have to have confined space access, which everybody's trying to get away from it now just because it's a liability. Then general things are obviously the wastewater treatment plant capital improvement plans, which we're working on basically the high-level 15-year projection on that right now. It sounds like what we're at right now is that based on age, condition, quantity and quality of water, you know, likely you're looking at wastewater treatment plant replacement rather than rehabilitation of what you have out there. That's going to be probably the bigger chunk of any of the wastewater side of things when that comes down the line. And then the last one on that is really just sanitary sewer inspection and any rehab or replacement that comes up from that. You know, we've completed this flow study, which kind of is going to help, you know, isolate and understand where some of your inflow and infiltration issues are. And then the next step of that would be is if you said we want to spend some money on starting to inspect these things and try to identify and remedy any issues we have in our collection system, you could kind of isolate areas where you'd have to then do some televising, cleaning, smoke testing, and then that would be something where you could identify, well, we've got 800 foot of sewer here that we can line, and we've got a couple spot repairs where you have failed sewer, things like that. They recommend, you know, IEPA recommends, you know, TVing your sewers annually, but nobody has the budget to do that, so usually it's just a matter of some people are reactive where you have an issue, you TV that line then. Some people are a little proactive and they have an annual budget for things like that. But essentially all of that is encompassed on the wastewater side. And our proposal to do that report would be $28,500. And that one's a little higher, primarily with the wastewater treatment plant stuff in there, just adds some additional complexity to what we've got, so.
How much of this is covered on the what we're paying you guys for now? We're paying you to go through a sewer system and our
right.
Water.
Some of that stuff is going to be used in this. This is, like, the wastewater treatment stuff, we're going to have some of that stuff kind of ready to go already, so that's going to help cut down on that. Really, the project planning report makes us go through, and we have to do some environmental checkoffs and stuff as part of that. They've got a whole checklist of what we have to do for that. Everything we're doing there is going to be used as can be used to basically include in this, but this is going to be a separate thing. This is to meet IEPA requirements to apply to get their funding. But yes, everything we're doing now is going to be used as part of this.
So would it behoove us to wait until those two reports are done before we start?
Potentially.
Before we make this jump?
Yes, potentially, and that's kind of, I talked with Matt, you know, the big thing with this stuff is, you know, if we had done this last year and we basically said, let's just bite the bullet and let's go for this, we would be in on the fiscal year 2020 cycle, which right now you guys are eligible for all the suspension forgiveness. The 2021 cycle, they change, sometimes the programs change annually, sometimes they change every 5 years. We can't determine that. The only benefit of getting it going sooner than later would really just be trying to get in on that stuff, but you're gonna be everything we're doing there is gonna be used in this stuff. We've got some, you know, legwork done on a lot of these different things, and then some of them we've got to do our own legwork, and then everything we've got to push this report together. That's gonna have environmental checkoffs and some other things like that that IEPA is gonna require. But yes, I would say that would behoove you to.
And how long before those other two reports are done, do you think?
So we should have the flow study report. I was just telling Matt, here in the next couple weeks, we should have that. I want to sit down. We're actually planning on maybe stopping by Friday and just kind of going through our progress with him. So he, you know, and some of it we got to get a little bit of feedback too. But probably two of the reports we're kind of speculating, hoping to have done by the end of this month. The next one will be in October. Hopefully mid-month is our plan. Some of the delay on that, we're hoping to have them to you sooner, but some of the delay on that is some of the water quality data we couldn't get from ERH, and when we got it, we found that some of it's not really useful. So we've had to make some assumptions on some of the water quality stuff and then the rate study, we didn't want to start that until we get the capital improvements at the wastewater treatment plan planned. So the rate study is basically we have not done a whole lot on that until we get this other chunk done, which is supposed to be done in the next couple weeks, and then the rate study likely October. So our goal would be get these first two to you here by the end of October, and then get the other rate study and stuff to you in October sometime. And then I brought the letter last time. I wanted to bring the proposal this time, and then, you know, by no intentions of trying to get this thing passed or anything. And then when we get the studies in, then we can look at that, because I know the other consideration with all of this is, you know, let's look at all of our needs over the next, you know, short term, 5, 10, 15 years, and, you know, see what we're really biting off here, and do we want to consider other alternatives. So, yeah.
Okay. Does anybody want to look at these two proposals?
They're only like a page and a half, so they're pretty quick read.
They're to look different.
Thanks.
What else?
I think that's about all I've got right now. I mean, do you guys have any other questions for me?
Do you have any questions?
I'll hang out for a few if something comes up, and then I'll probably get out of here.
Matthew?
The only thing I had really on the agenda tonight was the Venom Street ditch work. And kind of what I had written down to go through.
Can I see that?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Questions on what I talked about. Gary came this evening, kind of put his two cents in. Well, so.
Mark is writing up kind of a sort of a kind of an agreement, an outline, and then maybe Friday morning we can sit down about 8:30 and go over it, Mr. Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Mark is kind of outlining a little agreement.
In the morning?
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. When do you think you'll be back? We can do it in the afternoon too. Probably about 2:00 then. Okay. I mean, you can sit down. I mean, Mark's kind of outlining things. Kind of where I was going with it, looking at what Matt's got, we've got into it already. We've got about, what did that say, 2? I gave my paper 2. We got a little over 2,000 to it right now, right?
No.
No.
Well, I don't know what the survey fees have totaled so far. Street, Washington Street survey work.
Okay.
But that 2045, that was just the estimate for the materials.
Material, okay.
So.
All right. And then my thought process is, I'm not sure how much an acre of farmland is-ish. I'm guessing between 6 to 10,000-ish. Somewhere around in there, depending on the time and date and everything. So we've done the survey work. We'll do the legal work, getting that land turned over to you guys, and doing a right-of-way, a utility right-of-way down Benham. So if anything goes wrong with that, we can fix it. And then the thought process was to have you guys do the materials and install it. And the village will end up paying a little bit more probably in the end than what it would take for you guys to do it. And then we'll just be done with it. And then you guys can take over mowing it again, and it'll be your back to a usable state where you can get to everybody who will be happy with it. So, does that sound reasonable? And Mark's going to write up agreement, because we've all learned that handshake agreements don't work very well.
Yeah.
So Mark is going to write up something that kind of makes everybody happy and outlines everything exactly. And then we can sit down on Friday afternoon, and we can make changes to it and this and that to make everybody happy. Does that sound okay?
You tell him Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon. He's writing it right now, so.
We'll just sign this once again.
Negative scribbles. Scribbles.
Maybe I better read it.
Nah, don't just sign it. It'll be fine.
Just lawyers.
Yeah. And then that way we can move on this project. So.
Yeah, it'd be better for everybody.
I think so. And then that way it's all lined out and everything. So, okay? Perfect. Anything else?
We've started installing meters. We've got probably around 200 installed right now. I went ahead and placed the order for the next 500. So hopefully by the time those come in, we'll have all the other ones installed.
So I'm just kind of trying to get everything going on those, so. Mainly the residential size meters, just got two of the inch and a half, or two of the 2-inch meters coming to you, so we'll kind of figure out what we're gonna do with it. Couple of those, some small, so. The antennas should be installed start to mid-October, so we'll have to get power down to that.
Yeah, you just reminded me of that.
So we'll meet up about that sometime too, so. Beyond that, there's not really a whole lot, but try to knock out as many meters as we can every day, so.
Notice any difference in the way they're working? They actually read?
But we just had to read yesterday, so. It's still kind of a learning process, so. It's kind of a headache, a bit yesterday, but we got through that, so.
Perfect. It'll be better when they're all changed over.
What do you believe your timeline will be for getting them all replaced?
It all depends on whatever pops up. I mean, we've got, I planned on doing that the rest of the week, but tomorrow I got, Bob Brown, he's coming in to repair, air packs, we're helping kind of square that away, so. It's, I don't know, because there's so many things that pop up that we can't stay on it. 100% running squad cars for repairs and stuff like that pops up too, so. But I would hope 3 months, but I don't know for sure. Hopefully after we kind of get the mowing season slowing down, we've stopped total patch of the streets. We're kind of done with that right now, so yeah, I can kind of focus 2 guys on everything else while 2 to 3 guys work on meters, so that helps a bunch there, so.
And how are you guys doing on hours?
I don't know right now. I was kind of waiting until kind of halfway through the year. It's kind of over halfway through the year now, but
because I know we talked about hiring another part-timer to kind of offset that a little bit.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Anything else, guys?
One question concerning the meters. Years ago, I had my meter replaced, and the person in the office at that time had let me know that my meter was being replaced and that I should expect a higher than normal water bill on my next one. And the reasoning that I was given was that I was, as the homeowner, was responsible for any water that quote unquote escaped replacing the meters. That's what I figured. Rob and I also talked about that, but if I was told that the last time my meter was replaced, I know other people have been told that, and now everyone's getting a new meter.
Yeah.
And I just would love for you to be able to just put everyone at ease that
it's, you know, less than 10 gallons. I mean, you're barely talking a half a gallon. So, yeah, it's nothing major.
Perfect.
Yeah, a few cents. So.
Yes, and it was not a few cents that time.
Yeah.
And then it leveled off back to what was normal for us after that.
Yeah.
So, okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Any other questions?
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Justin?
I don't believe the homecoming parade Friday.
Yay.
We can't hear you.
That,
Well, we can hear you, but everyone else that's watching you can't hear you.
They want you up by the microphone.
Okie doke. I hope to lead the homecoming parade Friday. I hope to quit being a burr and match side with getting new tires on squad cars and probably a battery for a squad car tomorrow. We got new computers put in the squad room.
Perfect.
I say we. Brian did.
I'm sure you helped.
He
did.
Yeah, not in a good way.
Carried him.
No, I wasn't even involved for that. But other than that, it's so far business as usual, which is good.
Perfect.
And that's about all I've got.
Any questions?
How's our newest officer doing? I know he hasn't been on the job long, but
doing good. Showing up to work every day, which is good.
But it's half the battle.
Doing good.
Good.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Treasurer's report. You got anything for us?
I guess we should.
Other than we're broke. According to Vicky, we are.
There's one I had a question.
How are we doing on our budget? Maintaining? Kind of keeping? I know, but I didn't read it. It was too small and I didn't have my glasses on.
The Ward Martin's vehicle that we're talking about. The one that.
There's a fuel pump for the bucket truck.
Okay.
And that was expensive.
I see that.
Yeah, that was expensive. And a tow bill on top of it.
I see.
The tires for the truck are going to be around $900 ish.
Six and a quarter.
Six and a quarter? Okay. And you're putting a different brand on this time, right? Or something that you think will maybe hold up better?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're already on there. So.
Perfect.
So that's the field camps.
That was for the bucket truck. That thing's going to really start nickel and diming this, I think. But they're expensive to buy, too. So.
That is the Fall Fest.
Yes.
Do you want to explain that? Cause
yeah, with the Fall Fest, what do you guys want to do? Because the proposal of it was up to. What they're going to do is get their donation, or they're going to get their insurance to fund day, which is going to be less than $200.
Yep.
And which was nice because the other quote she had for insurance was a lot more. She's going to have to rent lights for to light up that parking lot because there's no power out there, and we're going to need a couple generators. Generators, I think, we're going to get donated, so we'll just have fuel for them. But we're still going to have to put the portable lights out there. So she's going to need money for all of that.
She can porta potties?
Probably not. So my proposal is, everybody said up to. So instead of her getting an account, my thought is to put this into the Fun Day account and let Fun Day pay for everything.
What's Fun Day say about that? Because I'm...
Right, here's the president of Fun Day. They're okay with it because Fun Day was already thinking about maybe a fall festival anyway. This is actually perfect because it's kind of a fall festival and kind of to see if maybe a farmer's market or a fall festival will come out of this. So it's kind of a win-win all the way around. So that's my thought process. If after everything's said and done, she totals it up, if you would like her to... or like Fun Day to give back what's left over, that's fine, or it can stay into the Fun Day's account because we're going to give them money next year anyway, probably for Fun Day. So we can deduct it off that. So, yeah, the approving up to just kind of like, okay, what do we do? Because she doesn't know what all of her expenses are going to be, and she needs to pay for things now. So...
If this fall festival doesn't take off, is Fun Day still planning a fall festival in the future?
This will take off because she's already got stuff
rented. I know for this year,
yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's going to be an, it's going to take off and be an annual thing by her individually. But if...
It'll still be a discussion topic for us.
Yeah. Okay.
I know a lot of people are interested in the idea of the cooler temperatures.
Yep.
Plus, there's other things coming down the pike too, like maybe a tree lighting ceremony and different things like that for Christmas. And there's ideas, doing year-round type stuff instead of just one thing right before the 4th. There's lots of ideas. It just takes time.
It's kind of like just like Fun Day. We donated money to Fun Day. We don't ask for receipts and
she's.
When she was talking about, I was led to believe she's going to need a bunch for insurance.
Yeah.
They're talking maybe $900. So that was why it was
up to.
I went up to, but. But I'm fine, especially if it's going to fall under Fun Day's umbrella. They've been pretty good with money management recently.
Mm-hmm. And their books are always open for everybody's inspection if anybody would like to see Fun Day's books. Volunteering them. Brian's over there here telling me no, but yeah, he's fine with it too. Their accounting is really, really good this year on Fun Day.
I'd be fine with it staying in Fun Day's accounts.
Is this okay then?
All right. Money was already out.
I just wanted him to have that discussion before I signed the check.
No, that's fine. Any discussion on anything else in there? Because the tires were in there. I told him to go ahead and put tires on the squad car because that needed to be done. They have a maintenance budget. I know we had talked about any major expenses coming to the board first, but the squad car needed tires. So any discussions on anything else in there? There's some little high dollar things in there this year or this time around. Unfortunately, vehicle stuff.
Make a motion to pay bills as presented.
Second. Roll call.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Carey?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes. Brandy, I'm sorry, I might have missed it. The word Martin, we have it changed where it's not paid to Tolono Township.
I think there was a post-it note on it. I called them, I talked to them. They cannot change it in their system, but it has been pinged to our account.
Did they make a new account for us?
We have an account. They just put it on the wrong one.
Okay.
So, but they can't change. She said it's not an easy task to change the invoice. So.
If you don't pay, I bet they get changed.
Yeah. Right.
Easy's not our problem.
Yeah, we'll get refunded.
I just don't want to see township bills showing up to us now.
But
we're vice
versa. I'll hold
my breath
until I see.
Those are last bills, right? Did we pay those last time or we paid them?
The one
case is two copies?
Okay.
No, I just signed that and took it.
As of right now, the Casey's cards have been pulled from all the vehicles. Because Casey's changed to BP as their credit thing, and they're not honoring the 60-day thing so we can get bills approved. So we had huge late fees with them, like several hundred dollars. Brandy's been working on getting it fixed. We think it's fixed, but we don't know yet. So we're just going to use FS for a little while until we know for sure, until they credit it back the late fees. So.
I just want to look at like fleet card instead.
I know. We need to.
Yes.
We need to look at that, and I'd like to look at getting actually a credit card instead of using debit cards. I'd like to get a couple credit cards for the village and use those opposed to the debit cards that we're using now. Just, it gives us a little layer of security, plus the village will make a little bit off the points or whatever. Usually a lot of them have cash back. I mean, they will.
We'd be looking at the commercial side, not the...
Yeah, not the cash back.
So...
So... Martin Hood, you want to go ahead and do your thing?
Hi, I'm Nate. I was in charge on the audit this year. Since the report's pretty big, do you guys have it all up yet? Do you want to follow through while I'm going through? I'm pretty much just going to do a very brief overview of the report, the communications, and just some differences from the prior years. On the audit report itself, if you flip to page 2, the third paragraph on that second page is the opinion. We issued an unmodified opinion, which is a clean opinion, which is what you'd want to hear as board members. What this means is the financial statements are proper and form compared to generally accepted accounting principles. It also means the financial statements are supported by the village's accounting records. If you flip to page 4 in the exhibit, for exhibit A, no significant changes here from last year. The only thing I wanted to point out is just supplies went down, and that's mainly due to last year you had purchased quite a few meters at the end of the year, and most of those were all installed during the year, so it dropped pretty significantly this year from that. If you flip to page 5, for exhibit B, in the expense section, you'll see that, well, I guess in comparison purposes you won't see, but it's down about 530K from last year, or capital outlay is down 530K from last year. That's mainly just due to last year you were finishing up the police station, so that 530K is primarily related to that. In the program revenues, you'll see a new line there that's grants for $30,000. This was the money you received from, I believe it was the elevators related to them covering some of the road work. Water and sewer revenues are up approximately 5% or about 40K from last year. This is due to water rate increases, water and sewer rate increases. And then also you'll see at the bottom, there's a the change in net position, the total net amount is $351,000 increase, or I guess $269K increase, and primarily this is related to not having the police station expenses included in the current year. If you go to page 7, exhibit D, main thing on here that I want to point out is everything is pretty close to last year, is just the transfers at the bottom. These are the transfers that were made to the police and street and alley funds from the general fund, just to zero out the negative cash balances. If you flip to page 10, exhibit G, same deal here. Just wanted to mainly point out the transfers, which is made from the water and sewerage fund to the water fund. To zero out the negative cash balance there as well. There's still 124K sitting in the waterage and sewerage fund. Next, page 11, which is exhibit H. Mainly, I just want to point this one out just because it's a good schedule that shows the in and outs of the water and sewer funds. It just shows a good picture of the cash flows. Next, want to jump to the footnotes, which begin on page 12. The main one I want to jump to is note 10, which is page 24. This is the changes in long-term debt. This is a good summary of what debt you have, the larger debt that you have, and then what payments you receive this year, what your remaining balance is, and then what you can expect to do in the next year. Next, note 15, this is kind of your larger footnote related to the IMRF, your pension fund, It runs from page 26 to 31. Most of the language is just the required language required by the Government Accounting Standards Board, Statement 68. Nothing new or significant change there, but I just wanted to point out that that's a pretty large footnote that's included in there. Next, I want to turn your attention to the last page of the report, which is page 42, the Independent Auditor's Report on Tax Increment Financing. I want to point out that we tested 99% of the TIF fund expenditures. Nothing came to our attention related to the non-compliance with state TIF statutes. However, just as a disclaimer, the primary purpose of the overall audit was not directed towards finding such non-compliance. And so had we performed additional procedures of non-compliance, we may have had something come to our attention. Next, I'd like to flip to the internal control letter. This is one of the larger, this is the larger letter of the two. On page 2 of that letter, we note the material weaknesses that we discovered. The first point is just material journal entries. And this is just that we discovered some material journal entries during the audit. This is not unusual, but it's just required for us to communicate to you. Not unusual for your size of entity. The next point is segregation of duties. This year, with the addition of summer, that really helped on reducing a lot of the segregation of duties that we had noted in the past. We've left some additional ones here that we recommend. For the water billing, we recommend adding a monthly report for the village's board meetings that should be prepared by an office staff or a waterworks employee that presents a comparison of the gallons of water pumped out for sale to the gallons of water billed for the previous month and the fiscal year to date. This information would give the board a good idea of the amount of water wastage and provide you with the opportunity to identify any unusual discrepancies from month to month. Also, we'd recommend a comparison of the water billings to the amount of cash received from the most recent completed monthly cycle. And again, these are not unusual points, but just ones that we want to point out. On page 3, we do have another one related to accounting procedures. What we'd recommend is that all journal entries be reviewed and maintained by a board official. So possibly present a listing of the journal entries at each board meeting and having a board member sign it. It'd be a good control showing that they're being reviewed. And I know there's not a ton of journal entries each year, but that's just a recommendation we have. Also, capital assets purchased for the use of water and sewer. These should be maintained in the balance sheet as capital assets rather than on the income statement. The water and sewer fund operate on a accrual basis, so they under that method, then capital assets are supposed to be kept on the balance sheet instead of being capitalized as like equipment expense or anything along those lines. Whereas the general fund, it's under modified accrual where we do not track those. The other items listed through the rest of the page, these are ones that we've just had each year. There's nothing significant on them, but they're just important enough we wanted to make sure you were aware of them in the letter. Next, I want to jump to the other letter, which is the post-governance letter. This explains how the audit went operationally. On page 2 of the report, there's a section called difficulties encountered in performing the audit. We experienced none. On page 3, there's a section labeled disagreements with management. We had none. Management representations is the next section. We did receive representation from management, the letter of management representation, so that's good there. And then the next point, we had no consultations with other independent accountants. The main other point I want to point out is starting on pages 10 through the rest of the document, or sorry, the last 10 pages of this document, we have the past adjustment schedules. They look like this. It's kind of a landscape page. And these are just items that we discovered during the audit that were small that we were able to pass on, but they were large enough that we needed to accumulate and keep on a schedule. Nothing really significant or new to this year. Most of these are just entries that are repeat ones that we have each year and or reversals from the prior year. Lastly, I just want to point out that we are working on the annual financial report, the AFR. This is prepared as a service to you. This is our report that we submit to the Illinois Comptroller and the county at the end of the audit. This is in the final stages of our review right now, and isn't due until October 27th, so we still have quite a bit of time, but we'll be getting close to that. Lastly, just want to thank Mayor Murphy, Brandy, Summer, Matt, for all their assistance this year with the audit. We look forward to working with you guys next year. And any questions?
How are we doing on IMRF? Should we pay? We're getting ready to probably put one employee retiring, and I know that's going to throw the balances off a little bit. I know we talked to you guys about it in the past, and we put a big lump sum in there.
Right. It just changes so much year to year due to the market. Like this year, you guys, it's kind of actually looked a little odd compared to others, and that was mainly because you had an employee, I think, that changed from disability to permanent disability. That's a prior employee. Mm-hmm. So it actually made you guys, where everybody had losses this year, you guys actually had a gain. So it looked really odd, but we had a communication with IMRF. So I don't have the number in front of me for the total liability. And whether you should, I can look at it and get you a number okay. back to see if it'd be beneficial and make another order.
Make another lump sum, okay. All right, well, thank you. Any questions? Thank you very much.
Right, thanks, Nate.
Thanks.
All right, I need a regular session minutes, September 3rd, 2019.
Make a motion to approve the regular session minutes of September 3rd, 2019.
A second.
Hold on. Rena mentioned that there was something she didn't see in the minutes concerning a specific sewer credit.
Yes.
I think it would be wise to at least mention in the minutes that we chose not to approve it.
For the Park District.
Yes, for the Park District. That way it's in writing somewhere.
Okay.
Other than that.
That's all.
I think I would definitely agree with approving the minutes. So I would second that with that change.
Addition.
With that addition,
with
yes.
That addition. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right. Executive session minutes on September 3rd, 2019.
I don't think we approved the bills yet, did we?
We can do that in the second.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. We approved them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
You said yes while you were signing.
I'll make a motion to approve the executive session meeting minutes from September 3rd, 2019.
Any a second?
Second.
All right, roll call.
Sure
Anderson?
Yes.
Bobo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Discussion approval of the rate. We don't have an agreement.
Do you remember what amount we had discussed as far as, was it?
$120 annually, $130 for setup.
That's what I thought.
Annually and $30 for setup. Should we write up a contract? Have Marcus, should you write up a contract for that, for the RAVE system? For entities outside of outside of Tolono
the village
using
of
it?
Tolono.
Yeah, because I think that you want to have the ability to shut it off if they're not
doing it correctly
doing it properly or something like that.
So it's going to be $120 annually with a $30 setup fee.
Brandy, I'm guessing that I've already looked at the RAVE contract itself, because I remember doing that from the company. Is that something you could re-forward to me?
Okay.
Because whatever I write, I want it to kind of, I'll keep it simple or work in some thumb.
Make sure we don't break their.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
But did we have a proration? Are we wanting users to pay on our fiscal year basis or calendar?
How would it work for you, Brandy? Do you want to do it on the same as the liquor licenses?
Maybe we need the glass.
Just set it for the same liquor license and we'll prorate it there to fit into that.
So is liquor calendar or fiscal?
Fiscal.
Okay.
So.
Works for me.
That way it makes everything simple that way.
Yes.
I've been trying to test with our church, going through the process of what it would take. So far, my side of the village isn't too terribly intrusive. Meet with them, kind of tell them what it is before they get their admin privilege to actually send the alerts. They have to go through and do the training, just like we have outlined in ours. Then they can choose if they want to have where they load in their own people or if they want the checkbox online as well. That's no minute to make the checkbox appear online. And if they just want the checkbox, and it's even simpler, there's no user interaction for files they got to send me, just create that box and set them up to have access just to those groups.
Now, when anyone, whether it's the churches or hopefully future businesses and things like that, will all of those people end up pointed to our website to do this, or specifically to our RAVE account?
So for the end users that are going to be sending the alerts out,
mm-hmm.
They go to a RAVE login page.
Okay.
They go to the village portion of that, log in with their own email account that we've entitled them to use on our system, and send their alert out through that.
So it'll be a Village of Tolono portal, basically.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Any other questions about the RAVE? Any discussion about the cannabis sales? Marina just sent out an email today, and I just now finally got it opened on here. It's very informative.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is going to be an ongoing discussion over the next couple meetings.
And talking with other villages throughout the county, they're facing the same problems we are. I've had long discussions in the past 2 weeks with a couple of them. And some of the suggestions, and I thought about this too after the last meeting, public hearing, number one, is first and foremost. We need to schedule that. Number two, we can go ahead and opt out at the 1st of January, but also think about putting an advisory referenda on the ballot for the primary, asking the question as well. That way, if we don't feel as though we get enough feedback through the public hearing, the advisory referenda will definitely let us know a little bit more about and in how we want to word that referenda.
Did you say something?
Yeah, I sent an article. It's probably been about a month ago. I apologize, I couldn't make the last meeting, but because there's been a lot of misinformation, I think, in the public, and so this article, which I think you all have a copy of, talks about the link between the very strong link between marijuana, mental illness.
Sir, do you want to come up here so that
our
little
no
internet community can hear you?
No, that's fine. Yeah, but so basically, I don't know how far I need to go, but anyway.
You can come all the way up here.
Oh, I got you.
You can come join the table. Join the board.
We'll just, have fun. But I my kids grew up here, and I don't know. This article that I forwarded to you guys is 15 pages long, has a lot of facts in it. It's not my opinion. It's not anybody else's, it's a lot of facts. And one thing that I wanted to highlight that was in this article is really page 6 and 7, and then also page 12. But it talks about how a mountain of peer-reviewed research
in top medical journals shows that marijuana can cause or worsen severe mental illness, especially psychosis, the medical term for a break from reality. Teenagers who smoke marijuana regularly are about 3 times as likely to develop schizophrenia, the most devastating psychotic disorder. And after an exhaustive review by the National Academy of Medicine in 2017, that cannabis use is likely to increase the risk of developing schizophrenia and other psychoses. The higher the use, the greater the risk. Also, that regular cannabis use is likely to increase the risk of developing social anxiety disorder. And there's just one other thing that I wanted to talk about in here, in this article. In the 1970s, most marijuana contained less than 2% THC, which is the part that gets you high. Today, marijuana routinely contains 20 to 25% THC, thanks to sophisticated farming and cloning techniques, as well as to demand by users for cannabis that produces a stronger high more quickly. In states where cannabis is currently legal, many users prefer extracts that are nearly pure THC. Think of the difference between near beer and a martini, or even grain alcohol, to understand the difference. And there's just tons of facts. There's just a mountain of evidence. I know that the marijuana lobbying, you know, has done a great job of telling you it's harmless and, you know, all these types of things, but these are actual facts, and it goes back decades. It's been reviewed by medical doctors, mental health experts, and again, I think we, you know, I have 3 boys myself. They're not perfect, and I'm not a prude, but at the same time, what kind of community do we want to live in? You know, how much, I mean, just for the sake of money, why are we doing it? I, as far as legalizing sales, now just because everybody else around us does it, I'm sure if you want it bad enough, you'll be able to find it. But I think that, you know, just for money, I don't want to live in a community where, I mean, nobody here that has kids would want it for their family members. Nobody would. I don't know, you know, it takes away drive, it takes away initiative. You know, it's just a lot of people self-medicate, which can cause a lot of problems and make problems worse, and this article details that. So I was thankful to be able to forward this to you because it does a much better job of explaining it than I can. But at the same time, I just don't think that this is what we need in our community. That's not why I bought a house in this community. That's not why I raised my kids in this community. We've got a lot of other issues between alcohol and other things that cause problems. Why do we want to add to it? I don't want to be on the road with somebody who's high. We got people taking medicated prescription medicines that are dangerous enough on the roads, whether it be you know, all the medicine that they take. So I just don't think that this is what our town needs, our community needs. And unless I'm wrong, I don't think we're that broke and that hurting for money. Because my taxes keep going up, so I know y'all ain't broke for me. But if there's anything I can answer from this article, I gladly will. As far as, you know, I'll probably refer back to this, but I just think, you know, I'd like to hear what y'all have to say, but I just don't think it's what we want in our town. That's just my opinion. So that's about all I know. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any more discussion on it?
Mark, I know Urbana passed the tax, and they had to decide by the end of September. Is that something we have to as well?
No.
That's why I was just
pointing
out to make
sure. There's kind of an urban legend that's floating out there that we've got a September 30th deadline. If you are a community that has a medical dispensary in your community, and you want to start collecting tax January 1st, you got to pass it by the end of this month in order to get in the cycle. Otherwise, you'll lose a month of tax revenue.
So it's only for dispensaries.
Yeah. So if you decide that you want to pass the tax in January, you can. If you were to have a retailer open their doors, by the time they get the retail license, it's hard to tell, but it's probably next summer. And there are a limited number of licenses going out there, so I'm not sure that we would be big enough to get one, but maybe we would. But if we approved the tax in February or March, you'd still be covered. So
we've got time.
There's no reason to get that done. I am going to the IML conference, which is going on in Chicago right now. On Thursday is the legal education component, and then we've got an hour dedicated to this. So it'll be fun to hear everybody exchange some more stories, and then I'll see if I can pick anyone's brains. But I call IML to double check myself because I read the statute and I'm thinking, what's this September 30th thing? And that was the best I could come up with. So I cross checked with IML and they said, yeah, you're absolutely right. So we don't have to worry about it. Champaign would have to worry about it, but we would.
We have to have a certain date that we have to vote on it, or?
If you don't do anything at all, it would be legal. If you want to prohibit it, then you need to pass ordinance prohibiting it. If you want to allow it but restrict it to certain parts of town, you need to enact those ordinances to do that. And if you want to tax it, you need to pass a tax.
And that's specifically for the sale. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be legal for people to use and grow at their houses no matter what.
That's correct. If you've got a medical prescription for it, you're allowed to grow up to 5 plants. If you don't have a prescription, then you're not allowed to grow the plants. I don't know how enforceable that'll be, but that's how it is. But we can't regulate what you do on your private property. Our sole area that we're regulating is whether or not we want to allow retailers to open up.
So we have to decide all that by January 1st? No?
We can actually do a referendum like Rena was saying and put it on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. And what about the personnel code?
We do need to decide on the personnel code, though, and decide if we will allow people who work for the village. Maintenance doesn't have CDLs, or do? We have one person with a CDL.
Is that the only person you're going to need with a CDL? Do you need more?
No matter what, if you got a CDL, you can't use it anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
So. We have everybody using our equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With people around, so I'm not for that.
So we can put it in our personnel code that you can't use it, which would be a good idea, especially for maintenance. What about the office?
I think it needs to be around, over across the board. I don't think we can single out.
I agree.
I think it needs to be across the board.
Across
yes.
the board.
Not
yes. All right. We'll make an amendment to our personnel code and have it on the next. We have to vote and change it.
Yes.
All right. So.
Wait, it was suggested that we were going to have a public meeting. Is that still?
We should have a public hearing first, and publicize it as much as we can so we can get as big a turnout as possible. Because that's our job. We need to hear what our village has to say, both pro and against. Mm-hmm. And
do you want to do that before the second meeting in October?
We don't have a deadline, so.
Well,
yeah.
There's.
Yeah. Or we can wait until December.
There's 5 Tuesdays in October. So you could have it on the first 2 meetings and have it on the.
Yeah, I think it needs to be an off meeting night just because if we do get a huge crowd.
I agree.
We should also plan for a different location.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a lot of people in here. This is going
Maybe.
To be more. This is going to be more important to the community than the low-income housing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We get the township hall.
Or the fire department.
Fire department.
Okay. So, when do you want to shoot for?
I would at least give a month's notice of this public hearing and get it on our webpage, Facebook, and any other social media outlet.
Check just availability with wherever your venue you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I agree. I think a month is
the rave system.
30 days.
Yeah, 30 days is good.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Sure.
This article that he was reading from, can you make it available in the town's website?
We can put it out on our Facebook and our website, yes.
Okay, good.
If someone sends it to me?
Yes.
I cannot make it the 22nd or the 29th.
Jeez. It doesn't have to be a Tuesday.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be a Tuesday.
It doesn't have to be a Tuesday.
I'm just saying.
Probably not the 31st.
Suggested.
Can't be a Friday.
I can do the 21st, which is a Monday.
What days did you say you couldn't make it?
The 22nd and 29th, those two Tuesdays.
What about a Thursday evening? Monday, people are just coming off their weekends.
The 24th is parent-teacher conferences, so.
Perfect.
Not going to happen.
Have people pick their kids or pot, whichever one they want to
support. I cannot make it the 17th. So
we want to do it on
that's right, you got Sunday
a Monday, that way we have a board meeting the next Tuesday.
Camp Leonardwood.
Or do we want
to
digest that?
Sorry, what?
Would we want to have the meeting on a Monday before one of our actual board meetings? That way we
could do that.
Can digest it there, or do we want to digest it for like a week? Or?
Well, we can also go to November.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was going to say it may not be that time sensitive.
How about this? Everybody look at their calendars, and we'll send an email out and see what works for everybody.
Is this a meeting where you want me at it?
It's just a public hearing. I don't think you'd need to be there,
okay.
Really.
You might be able to answer the legal questions.
Unless you want, you might bring back a lot of information from the conference that you're going to.
We'll see. All right.
To be determined.
Yeah, we'll stay to be determined.
What I'll do is, I'm too tired to figure it out right now, but I'll email what nights I've got available for October and November.
Okay.
To bring you in the morning.
It might be pushing November for me, so.
We have to secure the fire conference.
Huh?
Let's secure the location first.
Yeah. Monday does not work for the fire department, though. They're usually busy most Mondays. On that article, Brian, I'd prefer we not post it, just because I don't want the village posting stuff that's for or against. That's
true. It's taking up.
However,
if he wants it, we can send it to him. But if the gentleman that's here wants to post it, he
actually,
can post it all he wants.
If you would like to pass it on to.
However, it was presented in a public meeting. The public should have access to it. So the best place to do that would be either on the village Facebook page.
But it's presented as a public comment, not as it was.
Doesn't matter how it was presented. It was sent to all of us. People could FOIA our email just to get it.
Then they can do that. I don't want to.
That will cost us more money
posted
than just posting the link on the website.
There needs to be some sort of thing. This isn't ours. We're not.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine. But it's not okay to say that we shouldn't put it up there.
I don't want to come across as all as we are.
I agree.
Taking
the
stance,
that
we're posting this that's either for or against.
Right. Absolutely.
Follow it with a disclaimer.
Right. That way. I'm perfectly fine with that.
I might be able to turn comments on for the event I make on the village website, and then people could post it through
then
there.
We can have them. They can post it themselves,
that's,
and then that keeps everybody happy, and then. The village isn't taking a position.
That would be good.
Yeah, that way the village isn't taking a stance position,
yes,
on it until we have to. Keeps it neutral. We
will
until eventually.
We have to.
Until we have to. Well, we will eventually, but it keeps us open-minded.
Insulated.
Well, yeah,
you,
I guess.
You're going to create an event?
It'll show up on the calendar on the village website. And I'll work on getting comments turned on for it.
So it'll show up under the community calendar?
Yes.
Okay.
Whenever we decide.
And I can do a post on the main page
as
well.
Okay.
Will somebody have to approve those comments before they're posted?
Will you have a site binder on there?
Question.
Or do you do that? Like Facebook has?
You also have to be careful about what you remove.
I'll have to look at what the.
We may open ourselves
up
for.
That's why it's just better to just put the link in a comment on the page and let anyone who wants to click on it. Because then there's no comments. We don't have to mind people's comments. We don't run into the risk of censoring people's comments. People can click on it. This was presented by so-and-so at this public meeting.
Why
That's
don't
it.
We just use like the live feed from tonight and do a comment with
yeah.
the
you
link.
You could put it right in
that link.
And
right
say
in the,
this is
yeah.
this is the article that was being discussed.
You could do that too.
Yeah.
Did you send it to him already?
Here.
Well, I can send it to him now, so
yeah,
we can just
perfect.
Post it now.
That's perfect. Yes, sir.
I would say that another component of what I'll have on Thursday deals with the social media. And one of the concerns that's kind of out there is public comment on a Facebook-style
right.
page, how you can regulate it, how we can get into trouble with it. So if we avoid that,
now, if it's any consolation, our Facebook page isn't Village Ran.
Yeah, it's not our page.
I appreciate
we still
that.
Use
that,
it.
That's helpful. But I'm still not the expert in that yet, but I will be by the end of the day Thursday. But I like not having, we don't want to moderate anything.
Right.
What do you mean it's not Village Ran?
If it's not, Village does not own the Facebook page.
We don't own
we don't
it.
Run
someone
it.
Else other than us
gotcha.
Has it.
Somebody other than anybody in this room?
Correct.
Yes.
Well, my interest in having it posted in some form or fashion is for education. There's just so much stuff said about it that's just not true. And then there are other things that are said and documented scientifically. And so you've got to be able to weed through that. These kind of articles are the kind that help us to do that.
It's a good article.
It is a good article. But you can't say it's a good article. It's maybe a well-written article.
There is a well. There you. Thank you.
Oh, yes,
there you go.
Trying to help you.
So no comments on the Village website now.
No.
Maybe we should
Let's wait.
Right
on that
until
one.
Yeah.
Mark
we'll
wait
hears
on that
a few
one.
Things.
Yeah.
Let's at least, we'll work on getting a date set and a place to
yes.
have the meeting first,
yes.
and then
yes.
we'll figure the rest of it out.
Yes.
All right. Well, that was interesting. Discussion, we already discussed raising the golf cart fee. This should have probably been a discussion and approval, or a discussion and a motion. So any more discussion on raising the golf cart permit fees? Okay. I just wanted a discussion on the vehicle tracking software again. We had it on there before. It was not used very well. We had a hard time getting on it. Brian, go ahead.
It's old, so there might be something newer
better.
And better out there.
What I really liked about it and what I really wanted to use it for is snow plowing. Sometimes it doesn't happen very often, but being able to plop that on a map on our website, and it helps us with complaints hugely by being able to say, hey, this is what's done, or so any discussion on that?
Is that something our IT guy could investigate if there's a better system out there?
Vehicle tracking software.
Sure.
We looked at some really cool stuff a couple years ago, where I work, and it actually told you when vehicles need. It was like a fleet software. It told you when vehicles needed oil changes, and it had all kinds of data that came in. Of course, we didn't end
Sounds
up getting
like all
it, kind but
expensive
yeah.
too.
It was a little. It wasn't crazy pricing, but it was.
You can get it to do anything you want.
I know, right? For the price, it was neat. It also made the vehicle into a hotspot. All right.
Yeah, those devices are probably 6-7 years old.
So. Yeah. So is it something we want to look into and explore a little bit?
Sure.
Okay.
So go behind it is location and maintenance information?
Yeah, it's something easier than we had last time. Last time it just didn't, it didn't cooperate very well.
So what we had before has been deactivated?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. 4 years ago?
Maybe two.
Two years ago?
Okay.
No.
Actually,
that.
Actually, it probably was about 2 years ago.
Because I was on trying to get rid of it to begin with.
Yeah, when I came
so
on, is when
we
deactivated
it.
Okay. Is that the only reason you wanted to deactivate it?
That we had some changes.
You just heard what you had last time, so
yeah.
I ignored that.
No. But
do you remember
Matt
what
could probably tell you.
What's that? Do you remember what the... It was Sprints.
Mm-hmm.
It was essentially like a Sprint cell phone thing.
Yeah, we had Sprint at the time. Did we still have Sprint or?
All right, nuisance and tickler files. I sent an email out to everybody. Did everybody have a chance to look at that?
Yes.
And since there's talk of some litigation in there, do you want to go to executive session or do you want to discuss it in open session?
Executive session.
Yeah,
executive session.
Got a feel.
Okay.
Here, let me look up the statute.
It's already in here.
Before we go to executive session, while we're looking all that up, anything, we have one special event permit. The only caveat that I would like to add to that special event permit.
Just shut down.
Oh, come on.
Does that say bike night?
It does say bike night.
Yeah. Did this one come to us because of the number?
Because there's outside sales. There's outside sales.
I was looking, trying to figure out,
okay.
See, then I saw the
because
outside.
One thing I want to add to this is to make sure they don't have any alcohol on the village street behind their bar. They've had some complaints about during events like this to where...
Like way out on Great Western?
Well, like in the FS lot, essentially, because there's a road that runs right along there. I've had complaints in the past of people drinking out in the parking lot, essentially.
I was thinking the wrong bar. So.
Huh?
I was thinking the wrong bar.
So was that.
Yeah. It'll do.
Like how much more area do they need to drink?
Exactly.
This is for this weekend. Wait.
Which their parking lot is a street, essentially, because that's a village street right there.
That's Thursday.
Yeah, that's this Thursday?
Right before homecoming.
So, any discussion on that? Other than that?
Well, I just want to say about this, I believe number 5 is answered on file, and we have sent this back to people having
Terrence
the words on file.
Terrence brought that up before.
And so, I think to be consistent, we need that to be filled out. And I guess, and to that end, number 4 isn't answered fully either.
No, it's not.
So, we do need to be consistent in how we take a look at these. So we would probably need some more information on this one. And I realize it's 2 days out. But if we can get that information on there, then I would say...
And same with music. It just says yes. Actually, I thought it said 4 to 5 to begin with, but now I can see it actually said
yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't say when. You know,
well,
we
6 to 9 is the event, so...
How often do events go longer?
How about this? If you guys choose to approve it, let's approve it on the condition of... They send us a copy of their liability insurance. We put a caveat under the insurance or under the security will be provided to check IDs as well as to assure that no alcohol will be in the parking lot, i.e., the village street behind their establishment. And we need to know an estimate number of people that will be attending. Anything else?
How does everyone feel that they amplified music till 9 on a weekday?
The noise ordinance is till 10.
Till 10.
10, okay.
I think we should know how many people are coming.
That's what I said, answering that question too. How many people are coming under the number 4? So,
is that going to be able to be enforced?
Be enforced on the number of attended people?
No, drinking in the street?
Yes, well,
police department, yeah. You can just write them. And plus, if it affects their liquor license too, if they're letting people
drink
on the street and stuff.
So I think pending completion of questions 4, 5, and adding ensuring no alcohol in the street to number 6, and resubmitted I would approve this request. But he, basically this needs to be done tomorrow.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know how we...
So, can you get this back, hit this back to him with those comments on it?
Just call him, tell him.
And then you just email it out to it. I'm sure he'll take care of it. No fear that he will. I mean, he'll take care of it and insure it. He's a pretty good business owner.
Yeah, I'm sure he has insurance, but
we have it on file
with his liquor license. Just on file, man.
Yeah, but there was another time where we didn't accept someone to put it on file, so we have to
all
of them.
Be consistent.
Yeah, we need to be.
We don't want to assume that what they have covers what they want to do, especially if it's a special event. But if they change carriers after they've submitted it to you, when do they have to submit it again?
It's 12 months. Covered 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Gonna hand it to Brandy because every time I sign something, I hand it to her.
She'll have the whole thing.
I make a motion. We go into executive session.
Oh, we
for
need
what?
To.
Okay.
We need to approve this permit first.
Okay.
Yeah. So
and
I
you,
make
you
that
made
motion.
That motion.
Well,
so
no.
I need a second.
No, I think she has
oh.
the motion.
Oh, we have to move that. Sorry.
It's a little more complicated
for,
than your average
for
motion.
The special for the special event.
Special event motion.
Oh,
also
no.
Special event.
Okay.
Well, she's got to read it first.
No.
We have to deal with.
We got two things going on.
We're jumping too far ahead of. I'm sorry.
We're doing this special event. So,
Jared has second.
Jared has second. All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Anybody opposed?
Yes, sir. Do
the proclamation too. Oh yeah. Before we go into executive session, we got to do one proclamation. We're making, which I've lost it somewhere in there. Pile of papers.
I think that if you're issuing a proclamation, you don't need to do it at the meeting. You can't.
Okay, never mind then.
But you could just. Sign
I'll pass
it
around. This is a proclamation I'm gonna sign later on.
It's written as a resolution.
Well, it says he proclamates.
Yes.
So
can you just kind of at least say what it is for the listeners so they don't.
Why, certainly.
But you know, I don't know.
All right, we're
the whole thing.
Making a proclamation of National Rail. I can't even read. Rail Safety Week. So for September 22nd through September 28th is National Rail Safety Week. And we're going to encourage all citizens to recognize the importance of rail safety and education. So we'll make this proclamation, we'll post it on our site, and hopefully our Facebook will put it out too. All right, so now we're going to go to executive session.
Okay. Motion to enter into executive session for the limited purpose discussing impending litigation pursuant to imminent.
Sorry.
It says impending. Oh. Imminent litigation pursuant to 5 ILCS 120/2C11 based upon the finding that the subject involves violation of village nuisance ordinances and that the village is likely to enforce the ordinances through judicial action such that litigation is imminent pursuant to the state statute.
All right. I
you
need
can
a second.
Second.
All right. Roll call.
Anderson?
Yes.
Bobo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. We're going to the next session. 5-minute break.
Okay.